Yo, what's up, guys? JB here. Today is October 31st, which means only one thing, that it's Halloween. And today it means another thing, and another thing, that it is time for the release of Genesis, Andre Jick's long-awaited Cardistry comprehensive DVD set. We're going to be releasing volume one of which today, and we're going to talk throughout this podcast all about it, what's on it, who's on it, what to expect, what not to expect, and so on and so forth. I'm joined in this podcast by Andre Jick. Andre, are you there?
Hey guys, what's up?
What's up? And we're going to be talking, answering a lot of your questions. Earlier tonight, I posted a forum post in the Theory 11 forums, which I'm sure many of you guys saw, answering a lot of the most common questions that we've got thus far. Most obvious ones, how much is it going to cost? And Andre, you can probably vouch for this as well. We agonized over how much to price this at. We wanted to make it a very attractive price and make sure it's something all of you guys can afford. And it was an amazing deal. And then we also, though, wanted to really respect the value and the content that's within this project, because there is so much. There's 30-something moves. There's basic stuff. There's intermediate stuff. And there's some pretty difficult moves that'll take some practice throughout this whole almost 4 hours. What's the final runtime?
Three and I believe 40 something minutes.
Yeah, almost like, you know, three hours, 45 minutes, 3 hours and 50 minutes. So you're talking nearly 4 hours of training, and it's all shot in high definition, true high definition. And instruction is probably the best we've done. There will be a download. A lot of you guys have asked that, if there's a download available. Yes, there is a download available. You can check the product page for Genesis right now. It's on the main page of theory11.com, and you can purchase the download for the same price as the DVD, or you can get them both at the same time. We really don't recommend the download unless you have a fast, stable connection. So if you are in a country that your connection's not that stable, if you are from Soviet Russia, where Andre from? Then I would not necessarily recommend the download as much as the DVD, which should arrive to your house quickly and is better quality anyway. Or if you do have a good connection and you want the DVD, you can obviously get both. So Andre, let's talk specifically about this project now that it's out. As of the time of this podcast, it is out.
Let's do this. It is out.
It has been released. So
finally.
What is your whole reflection on this whole process that we went through of nailing down contents and obviously creating the stuff over years and finally getting this out there? How does that feel tonight to push that out into the wild?
It feels like explosions. It feels great. It's seriously taken so much work, and I'm finally releasing the first volume. I'm very stoked, very excited, and I can't wait for you guys to check it out, review it, and let me know your guys' thoughts. It's one crazy project, and for the price, it's pretty ridiculous, too. I mean, $34.95 for what it is. Not only is it the cheapest, for what it is, and pretty much the highest runtime, the longest runtime, it's also the cheapest. So, and the production value is, you know, crazier than anyone has ever done in the history of our industry. So it's pretty crazy. And I'm very, very stoked for it.
And to give people an overview of what is on this project, they can obviously check the full contents list on the product page. So if you go to theory11.com at the top, you can click on Genesis, and then there's a link on the product page where you can click full contents. But overall, what was the goal in creating the contents for this, or putting together the contents for this first volume?
The overall goal was to teach you the foundations of Cardistry so that you can, in the later volumes of Genesis, apply them, and so it'll be much easier. But in addition to learning the foundations, for those of you guys who are already experienced in this art form, you can also pick up some crazy original material that will not only introduce you and help you in the later volumes, but will also, you know, help you learn a few things along the way as well. I give lots of valuable tips that I think anyone, even with the basic knowledge, will still find useful. So it's all encompassing. It has pretty much everything on it. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is volume one, as you mentioned. This is not the entire thing. We're taking this in stages, and each one, as you mentioned in a previous podcast, is kind of sequential. The first one is called Essentials. It's Genesis Volume 1 Essentials. And these are the most core, the most basic moves that you need to know and you need to have relatively mastered before moving on to Volume 2. And then obviously the most extreme, the craziest stuff will be in Volume 3. So this is not designed as a DVD set that's split in random order that you can just jump in at volume 3 and then take volume 1. It's not like that at all. This is a very deep and comprehensive thought process that went into the division of these contents. So in volume 1, you have things as simple as the mechanic's grip and the thumb cuts, scissor cuts, and the spring, to a very extensive section on fanning and the flower fan, one-handed fan, thumb fans, and then all of your original moves as well. So there's a lot, and I really do think there's something for everyone, in addition to what is perhaps most valuable, which is just your way of thinking and movement, which you infuse throughout the entire DVD. You're teaching people how to
perform a move.
There's a difference between, like you said, the mechanics and the technique behind just doing a move and performing it and making it, you know, really come through to the camera if they're performing on the web or in performance, to make it really high impact, if you will.
Definitely. And in addition to, again, like JB said, teaching you the foundations and some of my original moves, this DVD, the first volume, will set you up for Disc 2 and as well as Disc 3. So don't think you can just jump into Disc 3, because I promise you, you'll have a very, very difficult time learning the more advanced material without having been, you know, exposed to Volume 1.
In the previous podcast, you talked a lot about style. I want to get to some of the questions people asked in the forum post tonight. And we just talked about style and fluidity a moment ago. There's a question that's submitted by Ian. His post number is 5, and he says, there's a lot of established cardistry performers and moves, such as the Bucks and their signature flourishing Daniel Madison and his peculiar work, I'm guessing his black and white style and kind of enigmatic aesthetic. How do you distinguish yourself and put yourself on another level when cardistry is really a fanboy sport? Or do you consider cardistry a fanboy sport?
I definitely don't think cardistry is a fanboy sport, although any sport or any hobby, anything with leaders within the community or the industry do have fanboys. I mean, that's true for anywhere you go. But I guess what distinguishes me from Daniel Madison and from Dan and Dave is I'm the first to have come along and sort of emphasize cardistry as the only thing that I do. And the goal for me here is to push cardistry forward and to sort of expose it to a wider audience. And I think that's definitely different, definitely something different. So cardistry is, you know, exactly the focus here, as opposed to Dan and Dave, where they do magic, or their magic is more flourishy, you know. Their card tricks are more sleight of hand based, and Daniel Madison also has a little bit of magic. This is pure cardistry. And the style that's different here is it's like a hybrid style. It's sort of like, I don't want to say the future or where the future will be heading, in the sense that it's kind of everything. It's not just a certain genre or a particular category of cardistry, because it has everything. It's now, not only is it cardistry, but it's also a new style in cardistry. It combines everything. And that's how I would distinguish myself differently from Dan and Dave and Madison.
This is an important question for people to know the answer of and understand. We mentioned this earlier, but it's post number 14. This post is by Ian Edson. How much previous flourishing knowledge do you have to have in order to successfully learn the moves in Genesis Volume 1?
You don't have to have any knowledge whatsoever. In fact, this DVD was designed to keep everyone in mind, especially those who have absolutely no clue what cardistry is at all. If you want to do all these cool-looking stunts and you want to show people, whatever, you want to put them on video, but you know nothing about cardistry or even what it means, this is the perfect place to start.
We have two special guests on Volume 1, Alejandro, and as many of you guys know from thecuzo.info is his website. It's one of the largest, or the largest, cardistry-centric blogs. And also Dan and Dave, teaching the Carnahan fan, which you guys probably saw Dave Buck performing in the movie Smoke and Aces. There's a new Smoke and Aces 2 that's coming out soon. You can actually see the preview for that online. I don't think Jeremy Piven's in that, but the preview for that's online. And the first frame of that preview is Dave Buck doing the Carnahan fan. It's pretty neat. So that's within Volume 1 as well, and that's taught. We shot that in Vegas, correct?
Yeah, we shot that at the MGM Hotel Suite.
And Alejandro's was shot, he's in Spain,
I think. Yeah, definitely. that was quite a...
So it's two very different types of moves that are great contributions that add a lot to the project. Alejandro's is a different move, obviously, than the Carnahan fan from Dan and Dave, but they're both really cool. quickly get to some more of these questions here before we roll. Since this is volume one, asks Dr. Magic, what is still to come? So what can they expect in volume two? What can you tell them about volume two and volume three that may get them more excited or more motivated to really push through volume one well?
Volume two is built upon volume one, and volume three is built upon volume two and number one. So basically each volume is kind of stacked on top of each other. So it kind of wets your feet. The first volume is just here to wet your feet. It'll also help you learn new moves and, you know, pick up, you know, refine your technique if need be. And volume two, you can expect moves that are, volume two is definitely going to kick it up probably 200 notches. It's going to be extremely, you know, extremely difficult. Well, not extremely difficult, but it'll definitely be a lot more difficult. The moves will be much, much crazier, but you do need to master the techniques within volume one in order to sort of, you know, get into volume two. You have to master volume one and then get into volume two. Then volume two, you go to volume three, and volume three is the craziest techniques. It's some of my favorite moves. They're the craziest moves, that such as Infinity, the original Cardan Fan, and volume two has the shape-shifting routine, the shape-shifting sequence, all kinds of other techniques and moves that people really haven't seen before. We have the interlock concept, which comes in volume two. Again, volume three has, all kinds of different stuff. There's just, and I would mention the names of all these moves, but I've never included these in a video, so you know, there's no point in mentioning them or talking about them. You'll see when it comes out, but let me just tell you, there's a storm coming this way, so.
Speaking about your favorite moves, Magic Sange in Pennsylvania, post number 27 asks, do you have a favorite move on Genesis Volume 1, I'm guessing?
Definitely do. It would have to be Bullet.
That would be my favorite, which is a cool story, because when we were in Vegas filming this thing, I watched Andre do it a billion times, and it was like the coolest looking move on here. And therefore, I immediately assumed it was something I would never be able to learn or do. And true to my prediction, I wasn't for several weeks and dropped a lot of cards.
It took you 1 week to learn it.
Still, it was a solid week of like my hands like in a cramped position because of doing it so often and being so frustrated that I wanted to like slam my hand against the desk. But it's kind of a case in point that even the coolest moves in Genesis Volume 1, Genesis Volume 2, Genesis Volume 3, even a guy like me can do it and learn it. It's just you have to apply yourself. You have to watch the video. You have to have good instruction. Obviously, I learned it by watching Genesis Volume 1 live before, as the video was going into the camera. But still, yeah. I learned from the same thing that you guys are going to be learning from. And it's possible, and you can do it. And even the most advanced moves that you'll see in Volume 2 and Volume 3, you guys can learn. Just take it from the top. He's also asking, how does Genesis differ from any other Cardist for DVDs, other than the fact that it has so many moves on it?
Well, first of all, it's the first Cardistry DVD that's aimed for Cardistry. It's the first DVD that was labeled as pure Cardistry. And again, yeah, the runtime is definitely something, you know, worth mentioning. But it's also because the production value's insane. I mean, we have probably over $20 million of equipment used in that DVD. I mean, it is ridiculous. And I know that has nothing much to do with, you know, how well you're going to learn or the content within, but let me tell you, the content within is definitely something different, something that people really haven't seen me do before. And this is material that I've literally performed for in front of the streets of Vegas. I've been to conventions. I've shown people like Jeff McBride, Chris Kenner, all kinds of people, and they were blown away by the material. And I promise you, this is definitely something different, and you'll definitely see that when you watch the DVD.
So we will wrap up this first podcast, this last podcast, if you will, with that. We need to roll. We are preparing right now for release, and if you're listening to this podcast, it is already out. So you can obviously check all the preview videos and the teaser clips we've released. Just go to media.theory11.com, or you can check for full information on Genesis. You can check out the full contents list and see exactly what's in it but just by going to the main page, theory11.com. You'll see a giant graphic for Genesis right on there. If you guys have any other questions, if there's anything else you really need to know before you purchase, if you are on the fence, if you're scared, you're timid to jump into the ocean of cardistry, if you will, feel free to ask. Just post in the forums. We'll be checking in throughout the night and throughout the coming weeks. So if you have any questions that are not answered in this podcast or already in the forum post or on the product page, ask us, and we will definitely help you guys out and make sure it lead you in the right direction. So with that said, anything else, Andre?
Yes, someone actually asked if this DVD was, you know, for righties and lefties. Actually, I'm a lefty, so I hold the deck in my right hand, but pretty much the whole Genesis project, not just Volume 1, but pretty much the whole project, the moves are, I wouldn't want to say simple, they're very far from simple, but they don't have packets like where, you know, Dan and Dave's, where when you do the J5, there's like 20 packets at any given time, and it's very difficult to keep up if you're, you know, opposite hands. But this is, it has simple material, difficult material, complex material, but for the most part, I would say that any, you know, left-handed person could learn just as easily as the right-handed person. You won't have, you know, any kinds of problems. You'll have to switch over, but it won't be difficult because there's not, like, you know, 10 packets at any given time. In the later volumes, we will have moves like that, but there aren't many of them. So it'll definitely be something very easy to learn from. There's not only verbal instructions, there's slow motion, you know, there's text, there's pretty much everything. So there's no problem in learning as long as you put some effort into it.
Right, and the instructions very clear. This is not just text on screen or not just a verbal walkthrough. It's literally every type of instruction you could think of. It's got the overview at the beginning where you kind of talk through what the move is, show what it looks like, the presentation. It goes into a slow kind of walkthrough of exactly what it is with text on the screen. You explain it. You've got over-the-shoulder shots and different angles. I really do think that anyone can learn from this stuff. I'm certainly right-handed, and watching this stuff, I had no problem learning from it because it's so clear and takes it step by step. And I think anyone can learn from it.
Cool.
So happy Halloween to everyone listening to this. It's October 31st, so I have to say that. And any other questions, feel free to ask us. But for now, we will be signing off. So check out Genesis. It's available now. It's $34.95. It's available as a DVD and a download. And we also released, as you guys probably have already seen because it's after 11, the Smoke and Mirrors Volume 3. Not Volume 3, Version 3. Which are the latest, the third edition of the Smoke and Mirror decks. Luxury edition is what Dan and Dave call them. And they're available now as well. This is more of a simplified artwork. The finish, the feel has been improved and slightly modified. So check those out as well. It's available now. Talk to you guys soon. Peace out.
Take care.